Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic guide. Back with another dose of daily Stoic Edge to keep you sharp and grounded. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can literally change the course of your life. The art of letting go and moving on. Ever feel like you're carrying around baggage, things from the past weighing you down? You know that feeling when a thought pops up, and suddenly you're sucked back into a memory, replaying it over and over? That's what we're tackling today, how to break free from those mental chains and embrace a lighter, freer way of being. Trust me, this isn't about suppressing your feelings or pretending things never happened. It's about understanding that the past is just that, the past. We can learn from it, but it shouldn't define us or hold us captive. So, strap in because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that are gonna help you master the art of letting go and moving on. Number 1. Acceptance. This might sound a little tough love, but sometimes the hardest thing we can do is simply accept what has happened. Whether it's a relationship that ended, a dream that didn't pan out, or a mistake you made, acceptance doesn't mean condoning it. It means acknowledging it, allowing yourself to feel the emotions that come with it, and then saying, okay, this is where I am now. Once we accept reality, we can start to move forward. Number 2. Focus on what you can control. Remember that famous quote, "The only thing we can control is our response." It's so true. We can't change the past, but we can change how we react to it. Instead of dwelling on things we can't control, focus your energy on what you can, your thoughts, your actions, your choices. That shift in perspective can be incredibly empowering. Number 3. Practice gratitude. This might seem a bit counterintuitive when you're trying to let go of something negative, but trust me on this one. Cultivating gratitude for the good things in your life, big and small, can actually help shift your focus away from what's holding you back. It's like training your brain to see the brighter side of things. Number 4. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about freeing yourself from the burden of pain. It takes courage, but it's one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself. And finally, number 5. Be patient with yourself. Letting go is a process, not a switch you can just flip. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. The key is to keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and remember that progress, no matter how small, is still progress. Think about a time when you really struggled to let go of something, a job loss, a friendship gone sour, or even just a frustrating situation. What kept you stuck? Was it fear of the unknown? A sense of injustice? Maybe you were clinging to the past because it felt more familiar than facing the uncertainty of what lay ahead. Or maybe you were caught in a cycle of rumination, replaying those events over and over again in your head. Sound familiar? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Holding onto that baggage doesn't serve you. It only weighs you down and prevents you from moving forward. Think about it like this. Imagine carrying a heavy backpack everywhere you go. It's exhausting, right? You can barely keep up with your day-to-day activities. Letting go is like taking off that pack and finally feeling the lightness of freedom. So, what's the takeaway here? Letting go isn't about forgetting or denying what happened. It's about accepting it, learning from it, and choosing to move forward with a lighter heart and a clearer mind. Remember, you are capable of amazing things, but you can't reach your full potential if you're still dragging around the weight of the past. So take that first step today. Practice acceptance, focus on what you can control, cultivate gratitude, forgive yourself and others, and be patient with yourself along the way. Ready to ditch the baggage and embrace a brighter future? I know you are. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words, leave us a review, and join me tomorrow for another dose of Daily Stoic Edge. Until then, keep striving, keep learning, and keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.